I would like to go to the first book of the Bible in Genesis 1. The Bible said, in the beginning, God created the heavens and he created the earth. I must remove all doubt. This is how it all began. How do I connect the Creator with the creation? In Genesis 1, the Bible said, in the beginning, God. This must be a settling issue. I must settle this issue. Is there a God? If there is a God, then I must understand. I must know beyond any shadow of a doubt. In Genesis 1, God said. 6 different times God spoke and God said. In Genesis 1, God was mentioned 24 times. In the book of Genesis, the very first chapter, the Bible said, God called, God saw, and God blessed. You see, the first book of the Bible is about the Creator and the creation. In Genesis 2, it's about the Creator and the creation. The Bible teaches in the third chapter of the book of Genesis about the fall of man. In Genesis 2 and 1, thus the heavens were finished and all of the host of them. In Genesis 2 and 7, and the Lord God formed man from the dust of the earth. He breathed into his nostrils and he became a living soul. Now that we have a God and now that we have a world, now that we have man, we must now put things in order. Do we take God serious? Do we believe what God is saying? Do we truly believe the first book of the Bible? Can we come to God believing that he is God and that he is a rewarder to them that will diligently seek him? God said, after making man, it was not good that man would be alone. He searched through every animal. He searched through every living thing to try to find a helpmate for Adam. But there was none to meet the desires of Adam. So therefore he caused a great sleep to come. And as Adam was sleeping, the Bible said in Genesis 2 and 22, that he removed the rib from Adam, and there he created the woman. Woman which came from man. And then when he brought her to Adam, he said, this is bone of your bone and flesh of your flesh. And he placed them together. And he said, what God has placed together, let no man put asunder. So you see, we must take God serious. And yet our divorce rates are 2 to 3 that are not working. It makes me to wonder, do we really take God serious? I understand that there's people that divorce. I understand that people are put together, then they no longer can live together. I'm not here to argue the issue. I'm here to ask God's blessings upon your seeking for your happiness and your desire. But the Bible said that there, when God came to Adam and Eve, that he told them, he said, in the garden there's a tree. It's called the tree of good and evil, and you cannot partake of the tree. You know the story of how the Bible said that Eve was deceived by the devil or by the serpent, and she partook of the fruit of the tree, and she gave to her husband, and he did eat. You see, they simply wasn't taking God serious, because God said, the day you partake of it, ye shall surely die. But the devil said, yea, hath God said. You see, we just don't take God serious. Adam and Eve did not take God serious, and a lot of people today are in the same situation. The Bible is not about a tree. The Bible is about taking God serious and knowing that when God speaks, that God means business. The lesson is about taking God serious. When God gave the Ten Commandments, was he serious? When he said, thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, thy soul, thy mind, and thy spirit, and thy neighbor as thyself? Was God serious when he said, thou shalt not commit adultery? Was God serious when he said, remember the Sabbath day and to keep it holy? Was God serious when he said, honor thy father and thy mother, that the days may be long upon this earth? You see, sir, the Ten Commandments were given for a helpmate. The Ten Commandments was not given for a burden, but the Ten Commandments was given that it might help us in life. Are we taking God serious? Remember, God said, ye shall not. Was God serious when he said to Adam and Eve, thou shalt surely die? Read the story, sir, how they were cast from the garden, and how they were made to wonder, and how that one brother rose against the other brother, and murder took place in the first family of God. how that they were driven from their homes. And today, many are vagabonds to sin, simply because we don't take God serious. Had a friend of mine say to me just not long ago, Jack Ellison, he said, Tommy, dying is serious. A lot of people do not realize how dying is really important. Remember in Hebrews 9:27, the Bible said it's appointed unto man once to die, but after death, the judgment. All must die. We do not want to look at the judgment. We do not want to be convinced within ourselves that the judgment day is coming, because the Bible said after death, then the judgment. Some die even before their time. In Ecclesiastes 7:17, the Bible states, why do we die before our time? The Bible said, honor your father and your mother, that the days may be long upon this earth. I believe if we honor God, God will give us long life. God was serious when he said in Ezekiel 18:4-20, the soul that sins, it shall surely die. God was serious when he said in Matthew 6:12, forgive as we have been forgiven, and forgive us as we are forgiven. Was God serious when he said in Luke 13:3-5, except ye repent, ye shall all likewise perish. You see, God means business, sir. God is a serious God. God's business is serious. God's business is the greatest business of the land. You remember when Jesus was lost in the temple? Now, it's hard to realize that even Jesus would get lost, but he was not lost in the temple, but that's where he was found, was in the temple. And when his mother and father came to him, and they said that you've wearied us because you've been lost. And he said, know you not that I must be about my father's business? And today, God's business is a serious business. It's a big business. It's the best business. Get involved in it financially, spiritually, and physically. Get involved in God's serious business, because God's church should be serious. When we come together, we come to worship God. We come to give thanks to God, to give our tithes and of our offering, and to give back to God only a part of what God has given to us. This broadcast is God's serious business. There are people that are hearing the broadcast today that will never go to a church. There are people today that are hearing my voice that will never darken the doors of a church. There's people at home with bitterness in their soul. As a matter of fact, they've been hurt in a church. They've been hurt by a bad marriage. They've been hurt by a bad neighbor. They have been hurt in some bad situation. But, sir, take God serious. The Bible said, if you would come to me, I will in no wise cast you out. Cast your cares upon me, because I care for you. And today, take God serious when he said, I'll never leave you. I'll never forsake you. That's exactly what God meant. I thank God that God has allowed me this privilege and this time to sit before the mic and to preach the glorious gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. There is no force any more powerful than the Word of God. There is nothing more comforting than to hear the Word of God. There is nothing more assuring than to know that sins have been forgiven. If we would close our eyes in death, that we have something much better waiting on the other side. You see, because God is serious. God loves you, and God wants you to know that he loves you. God will only hold you accountable for what you know. And today, you've heard the gospel, not only by my radio broadcast, but by television and by church pulpit preaching. You have now heard the word. Now you stand guilty before God, because once you have heard, then you're only going to have to give an account for what you've heard. I close by saying this. Now that you know, what will be your response? Are you taking God serious?